Sofa Talk podcast will consider Spurgeon's morning and evening devotionals, which deal with all of the things that we are fearful and anxious of, like job, family, and our country. Plus, we will take your prayer requests. Join us on upcoming episodes Monday through Friday for Sofa Talk at anchor.fm/russell-sherard. That's anchor.fm/russell-sherard.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. I am your hostess, Jenny White, and we're going to have a great show tonight. I honestly believe that. So hang on in there with me, and let's start the show. Okay, the first thing I want to talk about, and maybe someone can help me, I don't know, but I'm really having a problem. I need to know why hundreds of demonstrators, and a few of them were armed, why did they gather in Lansing, and many did not wear masks, or they didn't socially distance. The police checked their temperatures, some, before they were allowed into the Capitol, where the lawmakers were debating. Governor Whitmer extended her stay-at-home mandate earlier this month until May the 15th. The protest was organized by Michigan United for Liberty. It called for state businesses to reopen on May 1st in violation of state orders. And one state senator said several of her colleagues wore bulletproof vests. Now, come on. Come on. My question is, why on earth do protesters feel that they have to have Confederate flags, that they should have automatic rifles, that they should have nooses? Tell me why they have a noose. And what else did they have? They had the rifles, and they had the nooses and SWAT stickers. Now tell me, what the heck is going on? What is going on? Why do those people feel that they have to have all of this stuff to protest? Especially, you know, why would you need a gun? You can't shoot the virus. Now, Michigan is an open carry state, which is unfortunate. It really is, because it just is. And they really don't need automatic rifles. Come on. Come on. This is like, it's very disheartening for people like that to carry guns and SWAT stickers and nooses. I am really offended with the doggone nooses now. I mean, this is crazy. If you want to go out, go out. Go out of your house. Go head on. I don't think anybody is going to stop you, although the mayor said he's going to have the police out there and you just might get a ticket. But, I mean, you know, you got your rifle. Come on. You got your SWAT sticker. You got your noose. Come on, you big and bad. You got to go all the way to Lansing just to act a fool. You know, it's you. I just have to say, it's got to be something that needs to be checked out. And unfortunately, our president doesn't help. He doesn't help at all. So I just think it's, you know, the governor is trying to save our lives. She is trying to save our lives. But like I said, you know, hey, you're adults. If you want to go outside, I say go. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't put it on. If you don't believe you can get the virus, then do your thing. That's all I have to say. I mean, I just can't understand why grown people would act in that way when you have children who are watching. They're not going to forget that. They are not going to forget it. I would think that you would want to, you know, have a little, well, I want to follow directions kind of attitude, especially in front of the children, because if you don't go as you're told, then, you know, if you tell your kids something, what they gonna do? Hey, Ma, you were told to stay in the house. You didn't stay. So why do you expect me to do what you said? Because you didn't do what the governor said. So, you know, it's, I tell you one thing I will say, and then I'll go to a commercial. But what I'm going to say is you can make a choice. We all have free choice. You can make a choice, but there are consequences for each and every choice that we make. If we make good decisions, then we have good consequences. If we make bad decisions, then we have bad consequences. And some of these consequences you can't redo. You can't go back and say, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. And then you go back and redo. Nope. Some of these bad choices and decisions that you are making will follow you. Because, like I said, your children are watching. And if you don't want them to pay attention to what you tell them to do, then fine. Keep on going and, you know. You're asking to go along with what the governor has said. Come on now. We're all adults. Let's follow the rules. I think you'll have a better consequence if you follow the rule. And you can go out there and you can stand right next to somebody, and next week you could be dead. And unfortunately, you might give it to somebody. If you are asymptomatic, you know, you might give it to someone that you care about a lot. So I would say that following the rules would be the best thing to do. And you guys keep on carrying those guns, and some nut is going to fire a gun. I hope you'll be satisfied. I hope you'll be satisfied. I'm taking a break right now, but I shall return. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
And I thank you for hanging out with me this Friday, May the 1st. All right, we're running through these months rather quickly. I mean, I think we started being quarantined in March. Now, this is the 1st of May, and your president is talking about sending the kids back to school? I mean, how does that work? If you send them back, you don't know where the disease is. You don't know where that virus is. Just like you got people running around with guns like they can shoot it. So why would you stick them in there for 2 seconds and you don't know if they can catch it or can have it and not know it and take it back to their mama and their grandma, you know, no. Okay, and right now I'm going to turn it over to my guest host tonight. Hi, host. How are you?
Hi, Jenny White. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling in to make a comment about the stay-at-home order.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, you know, I was, you were just saying that how some of the people were acting around, you know, the kids and things of that nature. And so, I mean, you know, the kids know how their parents are. you know, if their parents are racist, then that's, you know, racist behavior is learned.
I know. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know you were a teacher for years, so you know the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And
you're
a
right.
Lot of,
and I have four good apples. I want to let you know I have four good apples.
Okay, well, everybody can't say that.
I know that's right. And a lot of people tell me that, too.
Yeah, I mean, some, you know, some fruit is rotten, you know, because the bearer of the fruit is rotten. You know, if you got a rotten tree, you know, it's going to bear rotten fruit.
That's true. But I thank God.
So,
that's not me. That's God. So I'm let it go at that.
And so, you know, you see the pictures of the white supremacists on the state's capitol with their assault rifles and things of that nature. And I've seen a lot of people say, you know, what if they were black?
Well,
you know,
there was one black one particularly talking about it. I don't think he was carrying, though. I really don't.
I'm talking about if you had 1,000 black people up there. I ain't talking about one person in 1,000 white people. I'm talking about if you had 1,000 black people up there and they were carrying assault rifles, I think the state police may have dealt with them a little differently in regards to a little more harshly.
Absolutely, they would have. You know,
but
they probably
physical confrontations.
Would have. Oh, yes. We can always look for that. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
So I think, you know, with them opening up these states, we really don't know what to expect in regards to how this disease is going to act. And with people trying to go back to the way it was before the pandemic and, you know, congregate in these restaurants and do all the things they were doing before without being conscious of socially distancing. You know, they said that it's going to come back in the fall. So it's chances are we'll be dealing with this again.
Oh, gosh. That's what Dr. Fauci said.
Yeah, so this might be a couple years dealing with this process. And so, you know, and people are steady dying.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that I grew up with who passed away today, actually. I've been following her progress. She's in Vegas, and she had been on the ventilator for a while, but she got off Monday, and you know, her sister was just saying, you know, how thankful she was. She was breathing on her own and doing better and had gotten off the vent. And so today I see how they said, rest in peace.
Oh, no.
So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Complications. Yeah.
I mean, but a lot of people are doing that. I mean, you know, I guess they're feeling better or whatever. And because that happened to our church drummer, his wife was expecting him to come home that weekend because they had taken him off the rest, respirator and
ventilator.
The next, yes, and the last thing we found out was that he was gone. You know, so I don't know. We have another question or a comment. Hold on, Mace. Hi, caller. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Fran calling from Southfield.
Hi, Fran from Southfield. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
Did you
go
ahead.
I have two comments. First, I want to say what you saw in Lansing was privilege. That is privilege that many like to ignore exists, to know that you can go to the state capitol and brand assault rifles and break all types of laws. That is just called privilege, which some have no sense that they have and want to ignore that they have. Secondly, I want to say that the reason that everyone is ready to get back to work is because when they see the numbers, the deaths for African Americans and individuals who don't look like them are not affecting their community in great numbers. So, of course, they say, okay, it's like the flu. If we catch it, we'll get over it. The price that we pay is not death. So, of course, for them, it's just a virus you catch and recover. So we are expendable. So, you know, when you look at the states, especially the red states, who are historically racist states, looking to get back and say, okay, these black lives don't matter. So what you're finding is that is, in my opinion, that is why everyone is saying, okay, let's get back to work. It's just the flu. Well, death has not affected your community the way it has other communities. So,
you know, I hadn't looked at it
like
that, but you make a good point.
Yeah. So I just think it comes down to that when everyone is anxious to get back to work. It's if it was affecting their community, it would be a different cry.
I agree with that.
You know, that's why I think everyone, but we in our community, we have to be wiser. We have to say, okay, I don't care what the government says. We're going to practice social distancing. We're going to do everything we can to keep our community safe, because when we rear our head after this is over, it's going to look totally different. Our community will look different. There's
that's
been
cool.
so many community voices that have been silenced. Families that have been torn apart. It is going to be different.
Yes.
We need to move differently to get through this crisis. If no one else cares, we need to make sure that we're caring. So,
I agree with that. And we should, you know, that's a good point that you made. And I will certainly vocalize that to others and possibly put it on Facebook so everyone will know what the problem really is, that, you know, black lives still don't matter. So, you know, that was a good point that you made. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And I'll keep listening for more calls.
Okay. All right. And if you have another comment, you can just push the one and, you know, let that one go off and then push it again. So
all right,
that's
great.
What you want to do. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
And
I have another caller who has a comment or wanted to ask a question, and you're on, and your name and where you're from.
Dorothy from Detroit.
Okay. Hey, Dorothy from Detroit. How you doing?
I'm fine. I lost my sister March 23rd due to the COVID. I lost three neighbors the other day. Daughter, her husband, and the mother. And I was speaking to some healthcare workers that are on the front lines, black women and white women. We held a meeting on Zoom, and one of the white rescuers told me that the thing that the black people don't know and need to educate themselves on is the COVID pandemic. After a black person starts to come off the vent or a respirator, what happens is they start to develop blood clots. My son has COVID right now, currently. He went to the hospital 2 weeks ago, Friday, and he called me and he said, Mom, he had been in the hospital twice before after being refused three different times for admittance. And the only reason they took him when they took him was because he called me and he said, Ma, I can't do another day with this. And I told him, go to emergency right now. And I've called my granddaughter and I told her, get in your car and follow your dad to the hospital. When he got there, he drove directly up to the emergency room door, put his truck in park, and passed out. And my granddaughter was sitting behind him in her truck, and she kept wondering, why isn't he getting out of the truck to go in?
Wow.
And it was because he had passed out, and my granddaughter ran up to his window to ask him why wasn't he getting out, and she didn't see him. He had slumped over in the seat. And she started screaming. And then they came out, and they got him, and they treated him. The following, they kept him for 5 days, and then they released him. He called them back and told them, my leg is hurting me real bad. It's warm, and it's swollen, and they told him, stop what you're doing and come in here right now. Well, he got back in his truck. He drove back to the hospital, and they told him, well, we think you have a blood clot. Well, when they examined him, they couldn't find anything. That was on a Saturday. He got sent back home, and Monday he was back at the hospital because he said Sunday he was having pain in his chest, but it wasn't enough to make him want to go back to the hospital. And he said, and it was affecting his breathing. Well, Monday, I told him, look, get up and go back to the hospital and find out what's going on because you're telling me your pain is worse, your breathing is worse. When he got there, they told him, you're worse off than you were when you left here.
Wow.
They found out, they did a body scan on him and found out he did have a blood clot, but it had moved into his lung. This is what killing our black people. They're not looking for these clots. They're not looking for the clots. So I want to make everyone aware, if you're a black person, this is primarily who it's striking. If your loved one is in the hospital and they're being taken off these vents and these respirators, you need to tell the doctors to do a body scan to look for the beginning of the clots, because what's happening is the veins are bursting and they're bleeding out. And it's small veins. It's something that you wouldn't ordinarily look for. But they say it's primarily happening with the black people. So please, if you have someone that is in there and they're doing better and you're expecting them to come home, have them do a body scan before they're released.
That's good information.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. And like you said, a lot of the medical professionals are, you know, I think that a lot of them don't know what to look for. And I think that in the process of them learning everything that COVID is doing, you know, there are a lot of people dying in the process, you know. And
right.
So before they figure it out and before they get a vaccine for this, you know, there are a lot of people that we know and people in our community that are suffering the consequences. And I hear so many times where people say they've been sent home multiple times from the hospital. You know, either they don't have this symptom or they don't have that symptom, and they, you know, they're not being tested. And so, you know, they're being sent home to die. And
well,
I
called the hospital where my son kept getting refused from, and I told them, I said, my son is on his way there, and if you turn him away again, look for the news cameras.
Yeah, okay.
That was one of the reasons that they admitted him the first time. The second time was really ridiculous when they told him. He's been admitted off and on 4 different times and sent home before he was completely well. 4 different times. And I asked them, I asked the person there at the hospital, I said, why is it that these athletes and mayors and police chiefs, they're all surviving this? Why
okay.
aren't the regular people, the everyday Joe's flow, why aren't they getting the same care and the same medications that these people are, that you think are so privileged, why aren't they getting the same medications?
Hmm.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I did hear that Chief Craig said, you have to, he said, don't stop. Get up and move around. That's what he said. Don't let it get you down. And I would think from just listening to some of those that have had it, they said just they're so tired and worn out. But that was one of the things he said, and keep drinking liquids. So,
that's one of the things that got my son out of the hospital is that he said he saw the interview. And he said
okay.
he would get up out of his bed and walk around his room. And if he just so happened to be caught walking around his room, they would tell him to get back in bed. And he said that he was to the point where he said he could actually hear someone in his ear tell him, go ahead and lay down. You don't have to get up. And he said when he would hear that, then he would get up and immediately start walking around. And he said he would take 3 or 4 steps and he would be out of breath. But he would always walk around his bed where he would have something to hold on to. Or he would take his I don't know what they call it, but they put your food on it. He said he would hold on to it and lay on it, but he would walk while he was laying on it.
Well, you know, we just have to keep praying for him that he will make it through this. I don't know. How a lot of people say, you know, a lemon and baking soda, a little lemon or whatever, supposed to help you. I don't know. But they have a new drug out named Remdesivir. Yeah. And it's supposed to be, the virus is supposed to be responding to that very well. So I don't know if they're,
FDA approved it today.
Yes, and they may give it to our people, hopefully. Maybe this will help some part, some kind of way, because we have 977 new cases. We have 77 more deaths, and our total cases for Michigan is 42,356. Our total deaths are 3,866, and Detroit has 9,162 cases. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Something that I noticed on Fox 2 News is, when they did the first rally, every day that you would turn that TV on, you would see the different counties, Oakland County, Macomb County, Detroit. Those were the three primaries that they would always show you how many cases that were had. Well, after the rally, I knew the numbers would go up in Oakland County and Macomb County because they weren't distancing themselves, and they didn't have masks on, and all of a sudden, Channel 2 Fox stopped showing you Macomb County and Oakland County and Detroit. And no one's really paying any attention to it, but on Channel 7, they showed, just so happened, they showed the numbers for the different counties. And the numbers in Oakland County had really jumped. And I knew it was due to that rally that they had. They were passing out candy to kids.
Yeah,
who do you,
they said
I mean,
that.
Don't you teach your kids don't accept candy from strangers?
Hmm.
You didn't know if it was poison in the candy. You didn't know if it was COVID in the candy. You just allowed your kid to stick that in his mouth.
Well, I don't know why they're carrying guns. I wish somebody would explain to me why they're carrying guns and nooses. Come on now.
You tell me how they got inside the building. They got inside of the building with those guns.
Yes, they did. And the senators, now they ought to stop this because some of them had on bulletproof vests. How about that?
Right.
Because they're scared of these
because
fools.
They were afraid.
Yes, they're afraid of these fools. So, I mean, they can stop
they're
this.
Part of
they
the problem.
Can't stop it. They can't stop the problem.
As long as they are fighting Gretchen Whitmer, this is going to continue.
And well, I think personally, I think she's doing a great job.
I think she's doing a great job, but in my family alone, we've had 15 deaths.
Wow.
We have had people leave here that you weren't able to say goodbye to or tell them
that
you loved them one last time.
That's true.
And these people seem to think that that's okay because it's not happening to them.
Right.
But the minute that it starts happening to them, things are going to change.
That's true. But how about the people that's not even within, you know, everything that's happened? How about the people that's not even called to check on you to see how you doing?
Right.
I'm sure that's a whole,
and you don't
that's a
know,
whole other show.
You don't even know what they're doing to your loved ones. You don't know if your loved one was one of the people that they're testing these drugs out on. You don't know because you're not there to advocate for them.
That's true.
Well, you know what? One thing, since you brought that up, there has, the nursing homes have 3,047 cases. Now, before I say anything else, you cannot sue a nursing home. Okay, with that, I will finish. My neighbor's
wife. How come you can't?
I don't know. It's the law.
It's a law. Your government years ago put that into practice, but it was told on one of the TV stations. We're one of six states that are like that. I watched CNN, and CNN said that it was put into practice because a lot of the senators had interest in the nursing homes.
Mm.
So they made it so if your loved one was abused or killed,
right,
or raped or whatever, they can't be sued for it. So Michigan
never knew that.
Adopted.
I
yeah,
didn't
Michigan
either.
Adopted it.
Wow.
So somebody with deep pockets has an up in Lansing has an interest in it.
You're right about that. And lobbied it. Wow.
Didn't know that. That's real interesting. But what I was going to say was my neighbor's wife passed away on March the 20th. And her children just found out a couple of days ago. They recently learned not only about her death, but about her cremation.
Huh?
She had died and they had her cremated and her children just found out.
Who
and
cremated?
Then her husband. I have
Who
no
cremated?
Idea. I haven't. Maybe they sent her to a nursing, not a nursing home, a funeral home, and they possibly cremated her. Cremated her, but
whoa.
And then the other night, the dad was found outside about 2 o'clock in the morning in the back of his car, and they couldn't get him to respond. They called 911. At any rate, the bottom line was he ended up passing. So now they're both
Whoa.
Gone.
These are your neighbors?
Yep. Yeah, these are neighbors. One,
okay,
one house
I know,
away.
I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
I know
Whoa.
Who you're talking about. And then her
so
mother had passed.
Yes. That's kind
her mother
of,
had to see. We've got the basically got the same thing that happened on your block. The same thing happened on my block.
Wow.
Only the difference with yours is that they were two separate homes, but on my block they're all in one home.
Okay. Oh yeah, families were being devastated by this.
Oh yeah.
Right, because on your block, the woman that got cremated was in the nursing home. Her husband was taking care of her mother. And they're saying that he had the COVID but didn't know he had the COVID. So he was going over there taking care of her mother and gave her mother the COVID, who passed. And then he passed. They were all within a one-week space of each other.
Wow. Oh yeah,
and now
ain't
it's
no
two,
joke.
In your case, it's two sons that are left. Two sons that are left.
Mm. Yeah. So it's
two
it's,
sons
it's
and
rough.
Two grandchildren. That's it. Whereas
it's
on my
rough.
Block, there's nobody left in their family, and now everybody on the block is trying to figure out what's going to happen with this property. See, that's
wow.
another thing nobody takes into account.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, it's kind of rough. It really is. I mean, 3,047 cases from the nursing homes.
Well, I posted on Facebook the other day, an 18-wheeler on I-75 that had FEMA coffins driving into Georgia.
What kind of coffins?
Okay.
FEMA coffins. The coffins were meant for adults and children. And I posted a picture. There was a lady driving down I-75, and she is a healthcare worker, and she said, "Oh, my God." She said, "I have to show you all what's coming into Georgia." And this was the day that they were opening Georgia up.
Okay.
She said, "Look at
wow.
all these FEMA coffins." And she drove right up alongside of the truck just to let you know they're about to kill you because you want to get your nails done, your hair done, And my thing was is that they opened it up before it was really supposed to be opened up. So you were actually getting your nails done and then going home. Who was going to see your nails? Was it,
right.
I mean, to me it had to be a to-dye design because that's what you were asking for. And I posted, you're dying to get your hair done, your nails done, your feet done, and I know where you can get it all done for free at the funeral home. Keep going out.
Okay. Right. Wow.
Because it's not worth it. It's, it is
no,
not,
it's not
worth it.
No, it's
and
not.
And if they cremate you, they, nobody's really going to see your hair and your nails and your new clothes.
Mm.
Black
yeah,
people
well.
Need to adhere to the rules, especially these young people, because all these parties that they're putting together is a death sentence.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they
are. Strippers are gone under, I heard strippers are gone underground. They've been stripping at house parties.
Yeah, well, we saw one
right.
on TMZ. But I have another caller who wants to chime in. And we'll see. Hi, caller.
Well, thank you for letting me comment.
Well, you're so
How you guys
welcome.
Doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Well, you're saying that this virus is specifically attacking, quote-unquote, black people.
Well, first of all, tell me your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from the Midwest, down the Gulf area right now.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Pianchi.
Okay. I think I've heard of you before. But
well, you, I may have called your show before. I don't know. It depends on what the topic was. But I don't, you know, human beings have over traces of over 340 trillion viruses in the human species. And I don't think that those that came before this was specifically targeting anyone. If it was, they wouldn't be living today. So they do what they do. People with weakened immune systems, they are going to have a hard time. You look around the world.
Are you saying that black people have weakened immune systems?
I said people who have weakened immune systems.
Well, I was just asking.
Any
Since
human
it, it
being
seems
that
to
does,
be affecting us more so than anyone else.
Well, if you look at the continent of Africa, it's not, those people ain't having these kind of problems. And I would say that their immune system is stronger because their immune system gets taxed more than here in the United States. They have to experience raw sewage, bad water, and compromised foods in some areas. Here in the United States, you live under sanitary conditions, and you walk around with shoes on, or your feet don't come in contact with the soil. So that's a trade-off. You don't have to worry about the water you drink, generally. You don't have to worry about the food. And your sewage, you don't have to worry about stepping over channels of open sewage.
Well, the
United
food
States,
is killing
but,
you. You know,
well, you know, but you eat it. You eat it on your you volunteer to eat it, though, sir.
Well, I mean, you know, what are your choices if you stay in a city that, you know, got a food desert where, you know, you are getting meats that are outdated and or expired, you know, and you're not getting the best foods that are in your surroundings. And if you, you know, don't have transportation and this is all that you're being offered, you're going to eat what you eat.
Well, I don't know what social programs that they have. But I'm saying this is that the virus is not I have heard of viruses that was race specific, but I am, you know, talking about South Africa during the time of apartheid, but that's not generally the case. And you know another thing too, these news media overhype and inflame these stories. For instance, in St. Louis, where the NPR on, I believe it was April the 16th, had a program that said that 84% of the deaths in the city of St. Louis associated with the virus were black. Well, St. Louis has 157,000 African-American population. And they had 17 deaths, of which 14 was black. 14 out of 157,000. So they overhyping this. Then they say that the blacks don't have medical facilities. And when you do the research, there's 37 free and reduced medical facilities, comprehensive health centers, that people have at their disposal in the city of St. Louis. So you have to be careful where you're getting your news and do your own research.
Well, I think, you know, and I agree with you to a point as far as, you know, the news is concerned and the fear that they propagate in regards to certain things. And in reference to this disease, when you know people that are dying and you're knowing family members or multiple people, just like we finished discussing, you know, where in one family, the husband, the wife, and the mother are dead, and then in another instance, three people in the same household are dead. And, you know, I know a girl I grew up with who died today. You know, it becomes real.
Did they have any underlying issues? Because, you know, something today we have medicines that will allow us to live with a lot of issues from diabetes, high blood pressure, certain cancers, and other ailments. And if you have those ailments, just suppose you had three ailments. So you had hypertension, you had diabetes, and you had, you know, anything else. Well, your immune system is trying to handle those three issues. Then all of a sudden, something new comes in. Well, your immune system may not be able to, you know, may not be able to handle that.
Yeah, it's compromised. So that's true. And how about prisons? In these prisons have COVID running rampant.
Oh, that's horrible. Yes.
And, you know, the majority population in these prisons are black and brown people. So
then you got another issue, too. You got these alternative lifestyles that people are practicing. The behavior, the sexual behavior. People are doing things, and I'm not saying that they haven't always done that in the human family, but now they're more open with it. And things are going on that the body wasn't intended to do. And
well, you know,
white
people doing a lot of things too now. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm not saying
people,
I'm saying human. I'm talking about human beings. Blacks is not don't get a pass on this because people with black skin do this also. But what I'm saying is that when you do these things, let's take you've done something, and you're in the shower and you're washing off. And that water is going down the drain into the sewer system, coming out into a water body. You don't know what's going on there. So it's a lot of things to be in these drugs. The drugs that you smoke, drugs that you inject in your veins, you don't know what that is. And then you having children and so on and so on and so on. You know, sooner or later, something comes up and, you know, you have what you have.
So how do you explain the virus seems to be affecting the black people at a higher percentage? I mean, you think it's because of the underlying issues and diabetes?
I think it's underlying issues in a concentrated area, like in New Orleans, where the black population, I think, is 63%, 233,000 people. And, of course, they had the Mardi Gras. And then you do have underlying issues for whatever the reason.
If you got a population where blacks are 14% and
they're 40% of the COVID positive.
Of the deaths, 40% of the deaths.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, are these coming out of nursing homes? You have to look at all those things. Yeah, you can't say that this virus is attacking people because of their ethnicity.
The United States has the most coronavirus deaths in the world.
The United States have a larger population than average. You got 300 million, and then you got a lot of people that's taken care of. And you know, the majority of your, for instance, in Louisiana, the majority of your cases is in nursing homes. Well, in other countries, they don't have, except some developed countries, they don't have nursing homes like they have it now. But then you got to look at these countries in Africa. You got to look at countries in certain Asian. They're not experiencing this. So it's more than
there are more people in China than there are in the United States. And so, you know, I think China is understating their numbers. I don't believe that the numbers in China are accurate.
Yeah,
I believe
they could
be.
For a solution, solution is just like as it always have been. If people need to exercise, people need to watch what they eat and watch what they drink and try to live a healthy lifestyle. Both physically and also in your mental capacity, because what's going on in your brain has a lot to do with what goes on in your body. I'm sorry to hear about people losing family members, but, 8,000, over 8,000 people die a day in the United States for various reasons. I don't think that a governor nor a city, a local official has the right, the constitutional right, to tell people that they're not supposed to come to a funeral, a wedding, and so on, because you're going against their liberties. The president can't do that. He can't tell the states to do that. He can give recommendations. But I think if they were to say, wait, we recommend that you don't do this, I think people would put up less of a, pushback. Those folks that's – now, didn't your governor have a moratorium on gun purchases and ammunition purchases in the state of Michigan or some local – officials?
I'm not aware.
I'm not
of that
familiar with that one.
And I'm in Michigan.
Well,
and I'm not aware.
Yeah,
of that.
I know it has happened.
Court.
I know it has happened in other areas, and I'm totally against that. See, the Constitution don't have an on/off button. You can't turn it on. I'm sorry, off for whatever.
Well, the federal government
now, stores,
stopped issuing passports.
Pardon me.
So. The federal government stopped issuing passports.
You mean stop issuing visas for people to go out or come in?
Passports.
Well, I ain't never known them to stop issuing passports.
They stopped.
Maybe that's
passports.
Because the offices are closed.
That's because they don't want people to have passports to be able to leave the country. I guess those that don't have it won't get it at this point. I mean, I'm sure that at some point they'll, start reissuing it. But at this point,
I don't know. I haven't heard of it, sir.
Asking, it shouldn't be too hard.
I'll check and see. I'll see what you're saying.
Yeah,
but as far as people demonstrating at your state house, and I understand that Michigan allow people to be carrying weapons to come into this. I agree with that. I think that the person, like the Constitution says, that you have a right to bear those arms. It's not talking about people
that's
going to go out and kill somebody.
You think you think the reaction would have been the same had they been black people armed like that, walking around, masks on their face?
Well, in the city of St. Louis, you have black groups that walk around downtown St. Louis carrying weapons from AR-15s, AK-47s, handguns, and also crossbows.
Do you have open carry there?
In Missouri, yes. You have to have a permit.
Right.
Anyone can conceal carry. You need no license to conceal carry, but the open carry, you need to have a concealed carry license. And yes, to open carry, you have to have a concealed carry license, and you can open carry all day long everywhere.
Well, in Michigan, of course you have to have a license, a permit to conceal carry, and you can open mm-hmm. carry without it. So as long as you know the weapon can be seen, you know. But if you are going to have it up under your shirt or under your coat, you need a permit for that. But if it's open,
yeah,
you don't need a permit for that.
If it's open carry, is it supposed to be loaded?
Yes, it can be loaded. I tell you the truth, I don't think that people that conceal carry should have to have a license. I really don't.
So, I mean,
I think that there is
a license for criminals.
Well, criminals shouldn't have guns.
Criminal, huh?
No. Criminals can't get a license the way it is now. If you're a felon, you can't get no license.
That's true.
If you're illegal, you can't get a license.
So you saying they don't – so you say that you would rather it not be a law and they could carry, conceal it without needing a permit, even if they're a felon.
Absolutely. When you go to purchase a gun, they do a background check on you. Okay?
Right.
If your name come back and you have some things against it, then you can't not supposed to have a weapon.
True.
Now, once you have your weapon, that weapon is your possession. Like when I'm in Missouri and I go into Illinois, I have to take my gun out the inside of the car and put it in the trunk. That's totally ridiculous.
Okay.
That's why I come out for national, you know, right to carry. Not concealed carry, but national right to carry. So when I go from one state to the other, you know, you won't have no problem.
Well, it depends on what the laws are in that state. There
I understand.
Are certain states that, yeah, have reciprocal laws, whereas, you know, if you know, I'm able to carry my gun here and they allow you to carry your gun in the next state, that's fine. But if you go to New York, or Illinois, you know, where gun laws are different,
yeah,
then, you know, they're
terrible.
Not honoring your license to carry in
mm-hmm.
your state.
Yeah, I think Illinois has got archaic gun laws, and I don't think that even if you got a bullet in your pocket, you got to have a license for the gun that the bullet fits. So that's totally ridiculous.
Yeah, but back
and you know
road,
more people, you know more people are killed by knives, feet, and fists than they are by semi-automatic rifles in the United States. But you cannot legislate a person's mind. You don't know what a person going to do next week, and they perfectly fine today. So hopefully everything is. And you need those weapons to defend yourself. I've seen videos of women in Detroit. Where people have kicked their doors down, went in there, and the female, this is a black woman, lit them up. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with you know, being able to protect yourself in your own home, or just being able to protect yourself in the streets. I mean, I don't have a problem with that because the criminals
Absolutely.
Are going to have, you know, they're going to have their weapons. But getting back to mm-hmm. To the COVID disease, you know, it does seem like it is affecting. You know, blacks more so than it is whites. And at this stage, I don't have a problem with the mandate that everybody needs to wear a mask in certain places, because if I go in a restaurant, if I go to the grocery store, you know, and if somebody's in there and they don't have a mask, I'm looking at them like they're crazy.
And I know you've experienced this. Before COVID, if me and you went into a store with a mask on, they'd be throwing up their hands, screaming, running, calling the police.
That's true. That's
now,
a different time.
Now,
right?
I went in the store the other day. I didn't have no mask on, and people was looking at me nervously.
Well, I agree. It's
now, what do I do, sir?
Day. You better throw a mask on.
So
it's
they don't know
day.
who's who. you might be the robber. They everybody got
damned if you do, damned if you don't. Right?
Yeah.
I think they're willing
but
to
no,
take their chances now.
I'm sorry for anyone that's I'm sorry for anyone that's sick, losing their life. But the thing we have to do is to live a healthy lifestyle. And don't do the things, indulge the things that is going to get you in physical trouble. I don't chase women. I don't do drugs. I don't go out to the club for the simple reason I just don't live for myself. There's people that depend on me. And I
well,
it sounds
like you ain't having no fun.
No. I am having fun. I have fun when I go in the store and everybody want to run from me and I ain't got no mask on.
Right. You need to be by yourself.
Yeah.
Get a mask. You better not.
All right. Well, look.
Well, you know what, guys? One thing I will say is that I've heard that, you know, you better be glad you're not in North Korea, because I heard when their people have the COVID virus, they shoot them.
Oh, they do.
Shoot
yeah.
Them. You better not come up positive. They're going to shoot you. They'll fix you.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Well, look, I really appreciate the opportunity to contribute to the topic. And you guys be safe and take care of your family, you know, and all those things. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
And
you,
call again.
You too, and
okay.
Get you a mask. Get you a mask. All right. You be safe. You be safe, too. With
yeah.
Face cover, right?
Right. That is interesting because you don't know if somebody comes in with a mask. You don't know. Do they want to rob
yeah,
me or are you just trying to help themselves? So
well,
I don't
think
know.
People at this point take a chance, you know. Don't cough on me, you know. Just don't pull a gun on me either. So.
But that's interesting. That's real interesting. But
oh yeah,
that was a good episode. So would you have anything you want to say before we go?
Well, I would just say, you know, be safe out here. Use as many safety precautions as you can, as far as gloves are concerned. Have some hand sanitizers or wipes, and you know, have your PPE and protect yourself. And just
yeah.
Try to live, because everybody doesn't have the same degree of cleanliness and sterilization. You know, so everybody doesn't believe that they can be affected to the extent that they can. So just protect
you
yourself to the best of your ability.
It's bad that we had to take a pandemic to teach us to wash our hands. But
well,
you know,
I don't know that it's teaching us to wash our hands, but, you know, I mean, nasty people going to be nasty people. So, you know, I've seen several people, you know, that walked out of the bathroom without washing their hands. So
yeah, I know.
Those people
I've
might
seen,
still do it.
I've seen
you know,
it. Maybe they won't. Yeah. Maybe they'll just swiffer for this time. I don't know. I don't, but let us hope it kind of sticks. With them.
I don't
anyway.
Know. A great show.
Yeah. Yes, and I thank you for your participation.
No problem.
And,
good callers.
Yes, I always do. And I really appreciate the one caller who said that, you know, all those people at Lansing that were protesting, that they were doing that because our community is the one that gets hit the most. And they figure, just like it used to be the millennials that said they couldn't get it. But now we know that kids can get it and animals can get it. So, you know, but I think that's the truth when she said that. It's only because it seems to be more in our community. So they're not concerned about catching it. So I thought that was a pretty good statement to be made. And the last thing I have to say is that God allows everything to happen for a reason. Circumstances will either direct you, they will correct you, or they will perfect you.
you. And having said that, I will say enjoy your weekend. Stay in, people, if you can. If you can't go out, put your mask on, your gloves on, and do what you need to do. And then get back. You know, let's do what we've been asked to do. I think we'll have a better outcome. Have a great weekend. This has been Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.